Okay, good afternoon again. Has everybody cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one? Current time. Find some amusement. Okay, now, there is a certain kind of polarity between the various planes. The planes counting from the bottom up are the physical, in each plane you'll remember has seven subplanes. Some planes have two names associated with them because the subplanes have a different enough quality that that there seem to be two distinct parts of the overall plane. The two planes that have two distinct parts to them are the physical etheric, so-called because the three lowest subplanes are what we perceive as the physical world, and the four higher subplanes are still part of the same overall plane. They're not perceptible to our ordinary sight. Going up a couple of planes to the mental causal, the four lower subplanes of the mental causal are the mental, where our ordinary intellect works, and the three higher subplanes are the causal, and they are they're where the part of the soul that's directed towards our physical incarnation resides lifetime after lifetime. Okay, so the seven planes, starting with the lowest, is the physical etheric, that's the lowest plane. The astral, sometimes called the emotional, that's the second lowest plane. The mental causal, or causal mental, the third. The buddhic, where you start engaging more transcendent energies. The atmic, the monadic, and what I call the adi. Okay. There's a polarity between the physical and the atmic. The atmic is what gives structure and form to the physical. Or to say it differently, the rules of reality in the physical etheric are established in the atmic. That's why we say that you can do healings in the atmic that are miraculous, that violate the laws of physics, or that violate the rules of reality. The example I gave this morning was the Saint Anandamayama, who sometimes when meditating would get smaller and smaller and disappear, and then reemerge as as her normal self. that occurs from one of the sublevels of the atmic plane. The higher octave of the astral is the buddhic. The buddhic energy has quite an emotive quality to it, and it has a sense of wholeness that can be very healing to the emotions in the astral. And the monadic is the higher octave of the mental causal. The mental causal, as we use them, deal with individuality. And the monadic is a unity plane. And that unity can help heal gaps in our mental causal range. So for our next exercise, we're going to again move up and down the various planes and subplanes with much, we're going to go farther up than we have been going. And as we do this, you may become more familiar with the quality of each plane. You may notice a resonance between the astral and the buddhic. And at some point soon, either in this exercise or shortly thereafter, we will actually use the higher plane to deliver healing to energies in the lower plane, not to substitute for or but to add to our understanding and awareness in those lower planes. So please be in the center of your head. Cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one. If you're female, please be nice and female grounded. Let's start this time in the third subplane of the astral plane. I'm going to channel out that energy for about 20 seconds. And now you can match that energy. Practice letting the energy come to you rather than going out and getting it. And from the third subplane of the astral plane, let's go down one subplane to the fourth subplane of the astral. And practice being in a kind of clear astral space at exactly the frequency we're at. And you'll notice that there are other energies around you at that energy that aren't very nice. But you yourself can be in a very nice space as we move to the fifth subplane of the astral. Same frequency as the ugly energies, just a different, more refined understanding of those energies. The sixth subplane of the astral. And let go of any resistance or judgment you have about those energies. And the seventh subplane of the astral. Okay, I'm going to say the seventh subplane of the astral again, right where we are. And going up to the sixth subplane of the astral. The fifth subplane of the astral. The fourth subplane of the astral. The third subplane of the astral. The second subplane of the astral. And the first subplane of the astral. The highest subplane of the astral, where a lot of people meet God or their higher self. Their highest emotional aspirations. Get a sense of the overall quality of this astral plane as you step up one subplane to the seventh subplane of the mental causal. And now to the sixth subplane of the mental causal. And to the fifth subplane of the mental causal. And to the fourth subplane of the mental causal. Which is the highest subplane of ordinary intellect. You could call it the college professor or even the Nobel Prize subplane, though most people have some access to that subplane. And now moving up to the third subplane of the causal mental, where you can begin to have direct contact with your soul. It's interesting, we tend to bring a lot of concepts of self-importance to the soul, of seriousness and gravitas. And I think to the contrary, that the soul, while solid and mature, deep and robust and stable, is also playful and young and delighted and delightful. going up one subplane to the second subplane of the causal mental. And one more subplane to the first subplane of the causal mental. And get, if you can, a sense of your of the causal plane. Not the whole causal mental, just the top three subplanes of the causal. As we step up one subplane to the seventh subplane of the buddhic. And it's easy to get very serious as we go up into these higher planes. Perhaps you can begin to get a sense of the wholeness, which will probably become more palpable as you go up in the subplanes of the buddhic. So going up one subplane to the sixth subplane of the buddhic. Now the soul is still here, it's just not as physically oriented. And up one more subplane to the fifth subplane of the buddhic. You may begin to get some intimations of what it means to have your uniqueness even as you interpenetrate all that is. And moving up to the fourth subplane of the buddhic. And the third subplane of the buddhic. Here it begins to become increasingly easy to feel the integration of this plane. The expansive openness to experience, and yet an engagement with the point of view. Moving up now to the second subplane of the buddhic, you're letting these energies come out to you to match. And staying in your own space. And all the way up to the highest subplane of the buddhic, the first subplane of the buddhic. And once again, the quality of the energy will change as we go up in frequency, one step to the seventh subplane of the Atmic. And the sixth subplane of the Atmic. And the fifth subplane of the Atmic. And the fourth subplane of the Atmic. And it really helps if you can be amused and playful. Allow any serious pictures, any resistance to just explode. As you go up to the third subplane of the Atmic, and the second subplane of the Atmic, you may be able to feel a profound physical healing energy. And on up to the first subplane of the Atmic. And moving now on up to the unity level of the monadic plane, going to the seventh subplane of the monadic, as you enter the monadic plane, you may feel the unity of the solar system. The sixth subplane of the monadic. The fifth subplane of the monadic. The fourth subplane of the monadic. The third subplane of the monadic. The second subplane of the monadic. And the highest or first subplane of the monadic. Let's proceed up to the seventh subplane of the Adi. Things tend to start dissolving into emptiness. The sixth subplane of the Adi. fifth subplane of the Adi. The fourth subplane of the Adi. Okay, we're going to start going back down again. So I will again say the fourth subplane of the Adi, the fifth subplane of the Adi, the sixth subplane of the Adi, and the seventh subplane of the Adi. Moving down into the unity of the first subplane of the monadic. And the second subplane of the monadic. The third subplane of the monadic. The fourth subplane of the monadic, the fifth subplane of the monadic, the sixth subplane of the monadic, and the seventh subplane of the monadic. Moving down now into the atmic plane, the highest subplane of the atmic, the second subplane of the atmic. The third subplane of the atmic. The fourth subplane of the atmic. The fifth subplane of the atmic. The sixth subplane of the atmic. And the seventh subplane of the atmic. The first subplane of the buddhic is level of integration and harmony and intimacy. The second subplane of the buddhic . The third subplane of the buddhic . The fourth subplane of the buddhic . The fifth subplane of the buddhic . The sixth subplane of the buddhic. And the seventh subplane of the buddhic. And moving down to the level that the soul comes down to engage in physical incarnations. The highest subplane of the causal, or causal mental. the second subplane of the causal. The third subplane of the causal. And from the causal, let a light beam down into the center of your head. And let that be an access point and a point of view for the soul, a neutral perspective on your life, an openness to things as they are, an engagement of all experience as information to be gathered and nourished and cherished. Say hello to your body, fill it with earth and cosmic energy. Open your third chakra to about 50 or 60% if you're male, about 75 to 80% if you're female. Say hello to the edges of your aura. And let's take a nice 12-minute break to give you plenty of time to integrate and assimilate that experience. Take a few minutes and write it down. Go to the restroom, get up, walk around. Just be a physical body.